Raghet Priory First stayed top of the Premiership with a comfortable 6 wickets win, chasing 192 at home to arch rivals Weybridge. Skipper Luke Bevan was pick of the bowlers with 6 for 39, and Ben Shaw top scored with 42 to leave the Lamas 10 points clear at the top of the table. Raghet Priory 2s had a losing draw at Weybridge, who made 245 with 3 wickets apiece for Matt Hutchins, Stephen Hurst and Chris Wigley. In reply, Rory Horton top scored with 84 and the Lamas held on for a draw at 218 for 9. The 3s went top with a comprehensive 10-wicket win over struggling Normandy. Matt Packham's 5 for 12 skittled Normandy for 115 and John Smith 51 not out and Jay Patel 62 not out chased down the total with no scares. The 4th 11 moved up to 3rd in the Surrey Cricket League with a 6-wicket win against Wimbledon Corinthians, and the 5th 11 had an exciting draw against St John Grammarians with Nick Harmer 49 and Justin Dempsey 3 for 24 leading the way. The Vikings were put to the sword by Lies Alex Smith, who scored 120 not out in the home side's 265 for 9. In reply, the Vikings made 182 for 7, Simon Brewis top scoring with 84. On Sunday, Priory Ones went through to the ECB National Club Championship last 16 with a win over league rivals Sunbury. Ben Shaw made 77 in Priory's 229 for 9 off 45 overs. Sunbury crumbled from 157 for 2 to 197 all out. Priory face East Grinstead in the next round, while the Surrey Trust League Sunday 11 at the Priory beat Worcester Park by 32 runs, thanks to skipper Jordan Bunyan 82 not out and Peter Friend 4 for 32. The Cavaliers lost to Chessington by 88 runs. Now, there was an unbeaten century for Merstham's Noman Javed to steer the firsts to a 5-wicket victory, chasing 178 at Chertsey on Saturday in the Surrey Championship Division 5. Having slipped to third bottom, the Magics easily beat their second-placed hosts. Merstham struck early, stayed on top, with Radul Maddox 3 for 27, the best figures. Merstham reply began slowly, but Joe Shinner's 34 steadied the innings before Javed powered to 108 not out and Joe Benson contributed 11 to an 80-run winning partnership. Merstham 2s fell 110 runs short, chasing 213 at home to Cheam. Pick of the Magic's bowlers was Imran Aslam, who took 5 for 39, but Merstham crumbled to 103 all out. Merstham 3s were out for 109 at Chipstead and lost by 8 wickets, but Anand Pratap took 5 for 29 as Merstham 4th team defended a meagre 88 against Old Wimbledonians. Hawley's first 11 overwhelmed unbeaten London Gymkhana to go 5th in Fuller's Division 2. Yet again, the evergreen Trevor Stevens at first change was pick of the bowlers, Trevor taking 4 for 19 from his 12 overs. In reply, Matt Reed and Brad Bosman raced to 35 for 1 from just 5 overs, and a team effort saw Hawley home by 5 wickets in fewer than 18 overs in the whole innings. Chorlton CMO were the better side at Six Brothers Field as Hawley 2s mustered 133 for 7 in 49 overs in reply to the hosts 203. Ijaz Raja made 96 for Chorlton and Tom Livermore took 4 for 42 for Hawley, in whose reply 15-year-old Ben Renfrey top scored with 41. He's now Hawley's leading run scorer this season. Hawley under-12s were knocked out of the cup by Sanderstead, while Hawley under-13s were full of underage players, but they beat Newdigate in a very enjoyable match. Now, if you'd like your weekend results and reports in this slot on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday afternoon on Suzy 103.4, contact me directly, david.jjay@suzyradio.com. And this coming Tuesday evening at 7pm, we've got another On the Front Foot cricket chat show, and our guests this time are Matt Norman from Outwood Cricket Club, that evergreen Trevor Stevens from Hawley, and Jim Grant from the Min CC.